From North State Public Radio, I'm Matt Fidler.
And I'm Ken DeWall with your headlines for Tuesday, August 4th.
Coming up, the books missed you. That's the message that greeted visitors at Chico's temporary library that opened yesterday. We were there and take you to the new space.
Also, Butte County's fire chief is among the California officials sent to help manage massive wildfires in Washington state.
And no AI data center has been proposed in Butte County, but opposition is already organizing. Those stories just ahead.
But first, Chico leaders yesterday declared a local fire emergency along Lindo Channel, saying outdoor fires started by unhoused residents are putting the community at risk. As NSPR's Claudia Brankart reports, the city hopes a move will speed up enforcement.
The Chico Fire Department says over 140 outdoor fires have been linked to the homeless population so far this year. A majority were in greenways, like Lindo Channel and Lower Bidwell Park, areas officials say are at high wildfire risk due to their dense vegetation and proximity to neighborhoods. Assistant City Manager Eric Gustafson says the Warren v. Chico homelessness settlement keeps the city from clearing encampments quickly. He says the fire declaration could change that.
We hope it gives us a little bit more of, maybe some momentum and a platform to approach legal services and try to accelerate that notification process and hopefully get these people that are camping in the channel into a shelter that's made available for them as quickly as possible.
But not everyone was pleased with the council's 6-1 decision. Charles Withhune is the president of the North State Shelter Team. He said ramping up enforcement in Lindo Channel won't stop cooking fires from being set elsewhere.
What happened here was another exercise in kicking a can down the road. You want fewer fires in the park? Create safe places to have fires.
The city's attorney said he'll be working to ensure whatever enforcement is taken does not violate the Warren settlement, which expires early next year. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Staying on wildfire, California has sent a specialized team of fire managers to Washington State, where wildfires this season have destroyed hundreds of structures and forced mass evacuations. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports some of that help is coming from the North State.
CAL FIRE's Butte unit said over the weekend that Chief Garrett Scholand and other senior staff were deployed. While much of the attention has been on the wildfire near Spokane that's forced around 60,000 people to evacuate, a CAL FIRE incident management team is leading the response to an 85,000-acre blaze burning in central Washington near the Canadian border. CAL FIRE Director Joe Tyler said in a social media video that firefighters from across the country often help California during disasters.
Well, CAL FIRE is finding the opportunity to be able to provide that service back, providing resources to our neighboring states.
According to state officials, it's CAL FIRE's first management team deployment to Washington under the Northwest Compact, a longstanding resource agreement including Western states and Canada. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
The Butte County Library opened its temporary Chico location yesterday, more than a month after a deadly shooting forced the closure of the main branch. NSPR's Eric Adams was there and reports from the space.
After the doors opened, a security guard welcomed visitors as they arrived at the library's new home on Memorial Way.
Hi, can we just go?
Of course, yeah. Satellite location is right here.
Scrawled on a table in purple and green marker were the words, "Welcome to Chico Branch Library. The books missed you." And judging by the steady stream of visitors, the feeling seemed mutual. Kids and adults browsed shelves, picked up holds, and asked about getting library cards. County librarian Misty Wright says 37 people stopped by in the first hour. The room is much smaller than the main library, with a more limited collection on site, but it offers a children's area, a handful of public computers, self-checkout, and staff to help visitors. Library patron Connie LaCroix says the reopening feels like a small step forward.
It's a poco, baby steps.
Still, she worries the smaller space could limit some of the library's community programs.
They have kids programs and ESL and so many other things, computers for seniors, that type of stuff.
Wright says programs will return gradually over the next few months as the library settles into its new home. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Butte County says it has received no application or development proposal from an AI data center, but opposition is already organizing. Some residents plan to let their displeasure be known at tomorrow's Water Commission meeting. Commissioners will hear about data center permitting and water use from county staff. The county says the discussion is informational only, and current zoning does not allow data centers in unincorporated areas.
Lastly, a couple of other things to know. Chico will receive $4.5 million in state funding to help reduce youth marijuana use through more school resource officers and smoke shop compliance checks.
And a bill advancing at the Capitol would generally require police to delete automated license plate reader data after 30 days. It comes as license plate readers face renewed scrutiny in the North State following an investigation by Chico Soul that found for the last 2 years the Chico Police Department shared data from these types of cameras with out-of-state agencies, including ICE and Border Patrol.
Find that in-depth episode of Headlines in this podcast feed and at mynspr.org.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, August 4th. Our theme song is Fast Pop, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Matt Fidler. Have a great day.